In a news update for November 22nd, 2022, on this Tuesday morning edition, Hour 1, broadcasting on both syndicated Sirius XM and also on terrestrial satellite networks on the radio and across all the interwebs where you receive your content from, like Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, Pandora, and many, many more. Our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. We'll be right back with...
Okay, sir. I'm f***ing you up. F*** your followers. F*** your followers. You're a f***ing fascist pig.
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Assault is not boy talk, motherfucker.
I didn't. Who did I assault?
Why does it fucking matter?
You're fucking a white male.
Fuck you, Zion bitch. Fuck you, racist bitch.
The good old white days are over with.
The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
Christian pastor, this is mockery. What you're doing here is mockery, and you know it. That's why you're kicking us off. That's why you called the cops on us. You don't have the power of God because you're not a godly man. I think you're a fraud.
Weren't you at the drag queen story?
My face, motherfucker.
Weren't you at the drag queen story hour? Was that you? Was that you?
Fuck. Get out of here. Go. We'll be right back. This stupid thing just closed itself up.
You are a freak show. Oh my god. Are you gonna return that?
No.
Did you just lick my camera?
This dude just licked my camera. What? Dude, seriously, do you realize how deranged you are? Like, you belong in a mental institution.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth? That's a yes. That's the first answer we've gotten out here.
You don't like walls?
I don't like you.
Your mom doesn't like you either, does she?
Say that to my mom. She's watching.
I'm sorry. He's your son. You did a shitty job.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault?
Is
that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
What's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood.
Dude, I could push you over like a fucking toothpick. No, I don't want to assault you. That's why I want you to leave me alone. You're a fucking soy boy twig hanging out with your coward pussy friend. Why don't you take your mask off and meet me in a boxing ring? Your friends wouldn't recognize you afterwards. Oh my, what's your problem, man? Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombies. God, God. I could drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke. What don't you like about the travel ban?
You.
That makes a lot of sense. First you march and say Trump is Hitler, and then you march and say turn the guns into the government, which is exactly what Hitler did.
Explain to me how Trump is like Hitler.
Seriously, you didn't want to have to deal with me today. I'm a loudmouth. I know that.
What? How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
With my two eyes. So this is Owen Schroyer from Infowars.com.
Reach my life in the box and plug the beat.
Number two, our number four for me today here on this Monday, November 21st, 2022. It's Thanksgiving week, and we are thankful for you in the audience, and we got a big announcement for you we'll have coming up later. But let me first tell you what we're going to be covering and the guests on air with me today. We're going to have Dr. Napudi on air with us today. And it's really just amazing what's going on, and he's going to tell the story. Dr. Napudi was absolutely correct. New study confirms vitamin D provides protection against COVID. And so we've got all the studies now. And it wasn't just vitamin D. It was the hydroxychloroquine, the zinc, the vitamin D, the ivermectin, everything else. And they said, nope, that doesn't work. And they banned it from the shelves. Now they're saying, whoa, whoa, we never banned it. We never said it didn't work because all the studies are in. It did work. So we'll be discussing that with Dr. Napudi. And then Joe Collins in the third hour, who is going to be discussing what it was like for him running as a Republican outsider, running as an anti-establishment Republican, and he's going to shed a little light on what goes on inside the Republican Party when you're an outsider and the challenges you face with fundraising and the challenges you face with promotion and fair coverage and everything else. So looking forward to getting a little bit of that inside information. Then I'm going to rehash the theory that I promoted last week as to why I don't think Alex Jones or InfoWars would be back allowed on Twitter, and Elon Musk today making it appear to be a personal decision of his. It's something personal he has against Alex. But this other story in the news maybe hints at my theory from last week. Apple's App Store head leaves Twitter as Elon Musk's platform could face epic battle with Google and Apple over content moderation and Twitter blue fees. Once again, InfoWars next week's news today. What did I tell you the struggle really was? Apple and Google telling Elon Musk, we will ban you from our app stores. You'll be banned on smartphones if you don't comply with our regulations. And of course, there's been a little bit of give and take, a little bit of a pushback. So Elon Musk, I think, taking as much ground as he can, but also realizing that there are grounds he cannot step on, or ultimately they'll just erase Twitter off the face of the digital map when it comes to your smartphones, with the Google App Store and the Apple App Store, which, of course, they banned us on as well. Remember, they banned us from Twitter, so we said, okay, fine, we'll just make our own app. Made our own app, they banned the app. That's how this goes. These are tyrants we're dealing with. Authoritarians, globalists. And then we'll talk about how this does feed into the big global issue. The latest attack against Christians has now been identified. And I want to be clear, this isn't just about Christians. This is about any religion. But in the West, it's Christianity that is their big obstacle. So I'm going to explain the next attack coming on Christians today as well. Another InfoWars, next week's news today. I guess in this case, next month's news today. What did I tell you right before the midterms with the Paul Pelosi hammer attack? I said, we're going to get the body cam footage, but it's going to happen after the midterms. And so it's now after the midterms, and we're about to get all the body cam footage, and we're going to find out that the entire Paul Pelosi hammer time narrative was a lie, a false narrative. Just as we told you, just as anybody told you. I mean, that one was so obvious. But what did we say? After the midterms, then they'll release the footage. They don't care if they get caught in the lie after the midterm. They assume it won't matter. This is all about the midterms. So yes, you are going to get the Paul Pelosi body camera footage, and it's going to show Paul Pelosi answering the door and then running back to his hammer lover before he beats him over the head. And so, but it just doesn't matter, I guess. Democrats and liberals and the mainstream media get to lie to your face all day long, and then they tell you how great they are, and they give themselves awards for it. So here we go again. InfoWars next month's news today. InfoWars next week's news today. InfoWars next year's news today. I guess you know why they have to keep us banned, and they have to try to silence us and litigate us into submission. I guess you now see why, don't you? Okay, economic news on the docket today. Political news on the docket today. Liberal hate crime hoaxes on the docket today. It turns out there's more liberal hate crime hoaxes than actual hate crimes. But that's because, we'll highlight this as well, when you have Asians being discriminated against by black people, you don't talk about that. And so when they had the whole Stop Asian Hate trend going, when the left was making Stop Asian Hate a trend, they were assuming, hey, this is an anti-white thing. It wasn't a pro-Asian thing. It was just an anti-white thing. And so when they figured they could make it an anti-white thing, they made Stop Asian Hate. But then when they found out that all the attacks being done against Asians were done by black Americans, no longer did they care. Because again, it wasn't a pro-Asian thing. It was an anti-white thing. And so we've got more examples of that today. And I'll explain why this phenomenon is happening. And then I'm going to really try to explain this other phenomenon that's happening right now. And this is specifically targeted at the youth. And so if you are in school, you're going to want to hear this no matter what age you are. And if you're a parent or you plan to be a parent someday, you're going to want to hear this because I now see and know where the trans movement propaganda is going next. And it is directly to target young boys. It is directly to target young boys. Now, the girls will end up also being victims of this because all of the pro-woman, pro-girl feminist stuff that's happened over the years is about to be completely erased now because men are women. So that's just this coming full circle. But there's a specific thing happening to target young boys, and this is so disgusting, it's so satanic, and of course it's being promoted by the establishment. So I'll explain that, as well as some other miscellaneous news stories. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the news coverage coming up, we are doing something for Thanksgiving because we are thankful for this audience. And that is, right now at InfoWarsStore.com, you get a free gift with every order. A free gift with every order right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And so let me explain what we have here. We've got a lot of items like flags and t-shirts and koozies and pocket pouches to protect your phone and all this other stuff that we have that's extra stock or just never got shipped out or whatever. And then some of the stuff that's still remaining on the website that we just don't promote, like sunglasses and stuff with InfoWars logos on it, coasters, all of this stuff. We are now giving it away as a gift with every purchase at InfoWarsStore.com. So you go to InfoWarsStore.com today, you make a purchase, you're going to get a free gift in the mail. It might be a pair of InfoWars sunglasses, might be a pair of InfoWars coasters, InfoWars koozies, a t-shirt. That's our way of saying thanks to you. And this is in addition to the sales, by the way. We still have the Black Friday comes early sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Now it's a free gift with every order because we want to say thanks to you for keeping us on the air. So thank you, InfoWars audience. We appreciate you. We are grateful to you. We love you. And we will continue to do our thing right here with your financial support. Maybe not been fully proven yet, but is being hinted at the real story with this in the news today. Tech titans clashing. Apple's App Store head leaves Twitter as Elon Musk's platform could face epic battle with Google and Apple over content moderation and Twitter Blue fees. Apple App Store head Phil Schiller left Twitter in a potential sign of future conflict between his company and Elon Musk's social media platform. And here's the problem with the Daily Mail article. And I understand why they would miss this angle, because they haven't been censored and they don't know what goes on behind the scenes. So this isn't about Twitter Blue fees. This is about content moderation. It's not about Twitter Blue fees or any of that crap. This is all about Apple and Google having a final authoritarian say over who gets to exist on their platforms or the internet in general. So if you're Elon Musk, let's say hypothetically, and you want to restore free speech to Twitter, that would mean Alex Jones gets to speak. And based off of what Elon Musk has said outside of directly mentioning Alex Jones, he said freedom of speech is others that you don't like and disagree with getting to speak. And he has also said that he wants to make Twitter a free speech platform. Well, okay, then he makes the personal attack against Alex Jones. So, okay, you can either say he's a fraud in that regard, or he's just making a personal decision with a personal vendetta he has against Alex. Or if you want to hold out hope that he's just trolling and he'll eventually bring back Alex. Either way, the hypothetical is, if you're faced with a situation, if you're Elon Musk, and you're faced with a situation where you've basically inherited a dumpster fire at Twitter, as far as the business is concerned, as far as a platform operating, it's doing better than ever. As far as the business, it's a dumpster fire. And so you inherit a dumpster fire, and you know that if you let Alex Jones and InfoWars back on Twitter, then you're going to be removed. Twitter, that is, will be removed from the Google App Store and the Apple App Store. And so in that hypothetical, if you're Elon Musk, you basically have two decisions. You can either say, you know what, I'm going to stick by my guns on free speech, and we're going to bring InfoWars and Alex Jones back. And if and when they do ban me from the Apple App Store or the Google App Store, that will just prove how authoritarian and anti-free speech they are, and then we can engage in that litigation. Or if you don't want to go down that road, which he probably doesn't, at least at this point he doesn't, you would just say, okay, fine, I'm going to do my thing, but Alex Jones, InfoWars won't be allowed back on because I've got a dumpster fire over here at Twitter. If they ban me from these app stores on the smartphone where most of the use of Twitter is, then I'm crushed. So was it a business decision? Was it a personal decision? I don't know, but I believe that this is a sign. If there's any tea leaves, if there's any signs out there, this was your sign, was the Apple tech head leaving Twitter. And so I do believe that's what's going on. I don't know what Elon Musk is really thinking as far as his approach. Thus far, it's pretty obvious. He's said it out loud. He's not letting Alex Jones back on. But is it really a mitigation factor to keep Twitter on the smartphone applications, to keep the app on the smartphones, because he's been threatened by them that if he really does make Twitter a free speech platform, that his app will be crushed? And of course, we know this personally. We've had apps banned. Parler and other apps have been banned before as well. And so really, there is your, I mean, how many different crimes could you potentially be looking at here? I mean, racketeering, monopolies, how about business ethics violations, intimidation, force, all kinds of problems there. But they'll get away with it. They always have. And we don't have a serious Congress or a White House that is really dealing with this. Even the governors like DeSantis and Abbott, who have signed legislation trying to protect free speech on the internet, it's had no teeth. It's had no bite. So it's still a nothing. It's still an offer as far as pushing back against all these crimes committed by the big tech companies, not to mention the lying under oath, not to mention the helping and rigging of elections and all the other stuff. But see, it just all gets proven yet again. And so now Elon Musk gets to learn that. And they're trying to play these cat and mouse games. And I think he's really enjoying it. I'm not going to lie. I think Elon Musk is happier than a pig in a trough of Hillary droppings. He really is loving this. CBS News stops posting on Twitter out of abundance of caution. Really? CBS News resumes posting on Twitter 48 hours after suspending activity due to an abundance of caution. Nice, CBS. Really nice. I guess you realized, and that's, of course, the story here is, in the modern digital age, if you're not active on the internet, if you're not active specifically on social media, you're getting crushed. Your views are down. Your clicks are down. Your revenue is down. So CBS figured that out real quick. Now imagine what it's like to be us. Nah, you wouldn't want to do that. Trust me. NAACP calls for companies to immediately pause all advertising on Twitter over Trump being reinstated. Yeah. Yeah, the NAACP. Mm-hmm. Why don't you want Trump on Twitter, NAACP? I'm beginning to wonder if this has anything to do with minorities. And it has something to do with maybe you guys are more concerned with censorship, because maybe you're not really concerned about minorities in this country. Maybe you were more actually co-opted by the deep state now. If you didn't know that before, now it's pretty obvious. Nothing, though, on Kanye West getting censored. They never had anything on that. Or Kyrie Irving's attacks. Nothing on that. They threw them under the bus. Trump says he has no interest in returning to Twitter after reinstatement. You know, that's an interesting phenomenon, because you've got Trump's ego, which is, you know, bigger than Trump Tower. And then you've got Elon Musk, who's just living, he's just having the time of his life with all this Twitter drama right now. But I mean, if you're Trump, you made your own app, probably taking a huge hit financially on it, and you want to promote it, and you want the traffic there. But then again, how do you pass on that giant ocean of activity that's sitting over there at Twitter? It's like, yeah, you got a nice pond over here at Truth Social that you'd like to grow and have get bigger, but how do you not dive into that gigantic ocean and take advantage of that and try to promote your stuff over there too? So we'll see if Trump ever tweets again.
Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity. It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's get into some of this political news now. You know, I was wondering how this would go, and we kind of got an answer here now. Kevin McCarthy vows to keep Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, and Eric Swalwell off committees. And you're saying, okay, maybe this is kind of the first test here to see what Kevin McCarthy's really all about. Well, okay, and now Ilhan Omar throws a fit over getting thrown off House committees. Well, all right then. Now, why was she booted? Because of anti-Semitism. Oh, the irony. Oh. I love it. The beautiful irony.
Kanye West is anti-Semitic. Oh. Kyrie Irving is anti-Semitic. Oh.
I've literally got Democrats that call for the destruction of Israel. Like Ilhan Omar. Aww. Aw. Boo hoo. You don't like losing your standing in the world because of your anti-Semitism? Maybe Ilhan Omar could reach out to Kanye West or Kyrie Irving, maybe. Maybe. Just an idea. Maybe they have something in common. I actually doubt it. I actually think Ilhan Omar probably actually does have hatred and disdain in her heart. I don't think Kyrie or Kanye do, but... Just so juicy. Just so juicy. Finally, the real anti-Semites are called to task. All right, I'll give Kevin McCarthy a W on that. A win for Kevin McCarthy. His first in ever? In ever, maybe? Maybe his first W of all time? Is this hope for the future? I'd still rather have Matt Gaetz, though Marjorie Taylor Greene is backing Kevin McCarthy. Democrat Senator Mark Warner admits Trump was right about TikTok being an enormous threat. Oh, Trump was right? Again. That's right. Trump was right about that. What else was Trump right about? What's going on in Germany? On top of record inflation and energy shortages, Germany is now looking at meat shortages thanks to government regulations. Oh, who predicted that? Who was that? Donald Trump. That's right. So Trump was right about TikTok. Trump was right about Germany. You wish they would just listen to Trump, but they don't. Because the hatred blocks their eyes and ears and minds and hearts and souls. And thus, here we are, Trump right again. And it's the Biden economy now. Stressed out Americans plan to buy fewer Christmas gifts, donate less to charity. It's the Biden economy. What was the number? I think it was 21% inflation on the average Thanksgiving dinner. See if you guys can find that one for me. I think it was 21% inflation on the average Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, as a side note here, and I kind of mentioned this last night, and I don't even know how much this has to do with inflation versus just big cities are just, I mean, you're just getting crushed if you're living in a big city. Seriously, I don't know how people afford it that have families, because... You know, I used to go out pretty often. I liked the nightlife. I was a socialite. I'd go out about every weekend. Yeah, there it is. Thanksgiving feast cost 20% more this year. Thanks, inflation. Thanks, bud. And I noticed, because I'll go out like maybe once a month now, I'll get out. And the thing is, when you go out every weekend versus when you go out maybe, say, every 6 weekends or so, you don't notice things when you're out every weekend, right? Things slowly change or you know... But when you step back and you like go out every 6 weekends or stuff, you actually notice the difference. And I notice the difference now. It's so clear, just the type of people that go out. I've never seen people more in a zombified trance, just generally speaking. But also the price. And again, you know, I was not expecting. I went out on... It was Saturday. I go out and parking has like doubled. The price to go to a crappy event has like doubled. You go out for a drink, you're paying like New York City, Los Angeles prices here now. I mean, it's just crazy. And for somebody who is already kind of over the going out thing, but I kind of look at it as a mental health thing. Get out, see people, talk to people, meet people, socialize. And so I go out and I do it. I have a good time. And you just sit there and I'm reflecting with my friend. I went out and we're like, wow, like when has going out been so expensive? Like that sucked. I've never had a time where I went out and I was like, wow, that just sucked. Everything we did sucked. It was too expensive. And it's just like, you don't notice that when you go out every weekend, but when you go out, okay, you haven't been out in like 6 weeks or something. And then you notice the difference. You notice the price increase. You notice the people in a trance more than you did before. But I'm digressing. I think it's part of the larger story, though. Just a night out, just a night to the ball game, just a trip to go get dinner, just a trip to the grocery store, just an electricity bill. It's all going up. It's all going up. I mean, it's just, if you deny this, see, and notice the trend. Notice the trend. Biden gets into office, immediately there's inflation. What did the mainstream media say? What did the Democrat zombies say? There is no inflation. It doesn't exist. Well, then it just kept getting worse and worse month after month. And so then what did they say? Well, inflation is temporary, right? It's transitional. So first it did exist. It did exist. Then it was temporary and transitional, except it wasn't. And then it got worse and it got worse. So then what did they say? So where are they at now on the inflation issue? And you can find this all over with the Democrat operatives online posting this propaganda and the Democrat operatives on television spewing this propaganda. What are they saying? In fact, you could probably plug this into an internet search. You could probably plug this into a Twitter search and you'll find, what is Republicans' plan for inflation? So that's the new Democrat talking point. It used to be there is no inflation. Then it was inflation is temporary or transitional. Now it's, well, what's Republicans' plan for inflation? The plan's pretty simple. Get Democrats out of the way. That's all it is. You guys caused the inflation. Joe Biden caused the inflation. So it's not what is the Republicans' plan. It's just getting Democrats out of office. That's all they need. That's all the plan you need. There's no plan. You, Joe Biden, and the Democrats caused the inflation. So once you, Joe Biden, and the Democrats are out of power, the issue will solve itself. But it's amazing. That's what they do now. Is they say, well, what's Republicans' plan? Not being a Democrat? It's pretty simple. And things are going to get worse. Joe Biden even admitting it. Joe Biden's America. People turning off their heat as prices skyrocket. Like living in an igloo. Yeah, that's what a woman told CNN when she was asked about how she's rationing the heat in her home. But there's another story that's not getting as much coverage, and I hope this doesn't happen, folks, but this could be really bad. Large rail union Smart TD votes to reject labor deal as national strike moves closer. America faces a possible rail strike in 2 weeks after largest union rejects labor deal. So there's basically four unions, two rejected it, two accepted it. And the problem is politicians are going to have to get involved to try to sort this out, and that's just going to make it worse. And folks, if the rails shut down, it's going to be bad. You're really going to feel supply chain crunches. And where are you going to make up? Where are you going to make up for that? On the roads where the gas prices are so expensive and the diesel is at a shortage? Folks, I don't know. Plunges after OPEC production increase. And of course, now you haven't really seen this reflected at the pump yet, but you have the Democrats sending out their talking points now saying, oh, look, this just shows you that they were out to get Biden. This just shows you that they waited till after the midterms to do this. And there's no doubt that there is some fact there. I do believe there is some fact there. Now, whether it was whether OPEC really looked at the calendar and said, let's wait to do it after the midterms or not, I mean, that's up for debate. But if that is indeed the story, and that's the narrative that they're going to run with either way, then the truth needs to be understood here. This is not a pro-Trump thing. This is 100% an anti-Biden thing, and that's what the Democrats don't understand. As they look at this and they say, see, this is proof. This is proof. Big oil sabotaged us. This is proof. Donald Trump was pulling the strings of big oil. No. No, you're missing the story altogether. It's proof that the international world despises Joe Biden. That's what it is. And so if you truly believe that OPEC made this decision to do this after the midterms, then you need to understand if there was any message sent, it was a message of F you, Joe Biden. And this is what's so frustrating. The liberals and the Democrats are really in complete denial of their social standing around the planet. See, they really think that they're superior to you, and they really believe that they're superior to everyone else on the planet. And so they're stunned when they don't get the respect they feel they deserve. They're stunned when they realize that their hero, creepy Joe Biden, they realize that he is not beloved but actually hated around the planet. This stuns them. Now, I see Scott is about to weigh in here. All right, what do we get from producer Scott?
You're actually looking at this too far, way too much. It's a quid pro quo. Rob, put up the article that Rob has on his computer. They basically said that they wouldn't. They backed his claim of immunity against Khashoggi lawsuits, and they said that okay, we won't allow you to be sued. And then he started pumping right after that.
See, this is why our crew is the best here. So now remember, last week my huff and puffing was because they said they weren't going to charge for the Khashoggi killings. Where was the liberal media? They said that was the worst thing ever. They blamed Trump. So now it all makes sense.
It's another one of the, hey, fire that guy. Otherwise, you're not getting your money.
It's a quid pro Joe.
Quid pro Joe, yep.
See, folks,
but yeah, I don't think they like him, but it's clear that on Friday they said, hey, we won't allow these lawsuits to go after you. And then on Monday he says, okay, we'll pump oil for you. Like, connect the dots. That's what just happened.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And by the way, because I can't let the crew get off that easy, okay? I mean, we all know I can't, because here's the thing. This is why we have the best crew out there. But I can't let the crew just get off that easy, because I have to say that part of their job here is to make me look smarter and better. And today they've done a great job. You can see right there. But, you know, yes, last week I kept saying physiology, and I meant to say physiognomy, and the crew allowed me to sit there and look like an idiot for an entire segment. And they didn't come to my rescue, but here they are coming to my rescue today. So you guys must have felt bad for letting me down last week to now come on air with this.
I don't think I was here last week, so.
Oh! And there it is. And there it is. But I agree with Scott. He's absolutely right. This is not a coincidence. None of it's a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Last week, they say, okay, we won't charge you for the Khashoggi killing. This week, they say, okay, we're going to pump more oil. And I also don't think it's coincidence that it happened after the midterm. So I think it, none of it is a coincidence, but you're absolutely right. This is another quid pro Joe. They wanted to do this before the midterms. They couldn't get it done. But now they do it after the midterms. And guess who wins that standoff? Saudi Arabia. Because they were going to pump more oil anyway. They were always going to pump more oil anyway. And they didn't. They withheld. And they tried to use that leverage before the midterms, and Biden didn't crack till after the midterms. But okay, there you go. So why won't the liberal media be up in arms about Saudi Arabia killing Khashoggi? I mean, we all remember, right? We all remember they panicked, they freaked out. Trump is so bad. Trump won't go after Saudi Arabia. The Saudis own Trump. Saudis are so bad, the killing of Khashoggi, all this stuff. We all remember the flip out. We all remember the panic. We all remember how bad Trump was for the Khashoggi killings. Oh, but now that the Biden administration is letting them off, no news coverage, no huffing and puffing, no screaming, no pounding on the desk, nothing. It's all good, baby. So again, if you're ever doubting whether you're on the right side of history, always remember, you're not crazy. They're just liars. You're not crazy. They're just liars. Yeah. Biden administration requests immunity for Saudi crown prince killing Khashoggi. Beyond ironic. No, it's not ironic. It's liberal supremacy. You're not crazy. They're just liars. So there you go. CNN's new boss announces unsettling layoffs coming in November. December, coming in December. What happened? CNN Plus. What about CNN Plus? CNN Plus was so good. And you guys got Chris Wallace, remember? It's going to be great. Ooh, not so much. Now, apparently, Trump is calling up CNN executives saying you guys should become pro-Trump if you want to save your network. That'll be the day. That'll be the day. Although Trump is right. Trump would be right on that. Trump would be right on that again. If they were to see that. But they won't. But they won't. By the way, speaking of ironic, we still don't know the Supreme Court leaker. Remember that? Allegation of Supreme Court breach prompts calls for inquiry and ethics codes. No. This is an example of Democrat supremacy. This is an example of liberal supremacy. You see, they can leak Supreme Court decisions. They can leak to the media. They can give Saudi Arabia a pass on killing Khashoggi. You can't. You can't. Reality winner, all the Democrat whistleblowers. But, oh, they have to go get Julian Assange. He's the biggest enemy. And, oh, we don't need to know who leaked the Supreme Court decision on Roe vs. Wade before the midterms. We don't need to know. That's not important. And we all know why that is, because it was a Democrat. It was a liberal. And they're above you. They're better than you. They believe in liberal Democrat supremacy. Forget everything they tell you about white supremacy and apply that to liberal supremacy. And that's the truth about what goes on in this country. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a guest coming up in the next hour. Very excited to be joined by Dr. Napudi. And we're going to be discussing all the lies, because these are huge crimes. And even though it feels old hat to us because we've been talking about it for so long, we need to keep this in our consciousness and in our news coverage, because the truth is all coming out. And if we don't report on it when it comes out, then it's not going to have any impact. But we also have to stay on air to be able to report on it and get the great guests like Dr. Napudi to report on it. That's why we have InfoWarsStore.com. Now, again, if you missed it in the first segment today, we are doing something we've never done before, and we are giving away free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. So we already had the Mega Blowout Sale, Black Friday Comes Early Sale. Now we're also giving out a free gift. So we've got flags, we've got koozies, we've got coasters, we've got sunglasses, we've got all kinds of stuff, pocket pouches, all kinds of stuff. We're throwing it in there with your order as a thank you gift from us here at InfoWars to you in the audience for keeping us on air. You really have done such a great job. We're in such a, we're really obviously in a situation unlike anybody else on the planet, where we're totally self-funded, self-sufficient, but also under more attack than anybody else. And you are the ones that have been there. You are the ones that have kept us on air. So we're giving you a free gift right now with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, could be a new flag, could be a t-shirt, could be a koozie, could be a coaster. Only one way to find out, and that's shopping at InfoWarsStore.com.
Musk is trying to take over Twitter to create what he calls Internet X, that goes back to where the internet was freer and more open. Still doesn't mean it'll be perfect. He understands that the censorship is just killing interaction, killing debate, and making it a horrible experience, and he just wants to make it successful. That's a common sense and smart thing to do, just from a business perspective. It's what made America great. But the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party, and the European Union, and the Justice Department and CIA moles that Congress had hearings on last week are inside of his company right now, and are literally trying to sabotage it, not just externally with threats of lawsuits and censorship and criminal charges from the EU, but they're also threatening to sabotage the company and the actual systems that make it operate. So he had an exodus out of the company. It was worse than he thought. There's questions if Twitter is even going to survive. He hit the panic button and basically came out and attacked me so that he can get the left off of his back. And, you know, that it's fine to me that he did that, except he went too far and compared himself to Jesus and the whole bring the children to me, suffer the children to me, And if you offend one of these, if you're mean to one of these kids, it's better for you to kill yourself by tying a big boulder to your neck and throwing it in the ocean. That's basically the translation from the King James. So that's just outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous that I'm supposedly the worst guy in the world because of media hype that massively has misrepresented what I really said about Sandy Hook, that, again, I'll get to in a moment. If Elon loves to quote Christ so much in between dressing up like Satan, he should quote Christ's most famous quote, "Let he without sin cast the first stone." It's Monday, November 21st, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm about to exclusively respond to Elon Musk's vicious attack against me and what is clearly a threat. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he quoted Jesus Christ saying, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." And then it follows with, "It's better for one to tie a millstone around their neck and throw themselves in the deepest ocean than to offend one of these." So one week he's in a Baphomet, the devil's champion outfit. And then a few weeks later, he's now quoting Jesus Christ. Well, beware, because the devil masquerades as an angel of light. Now, I'm not saying that Elon Musk is the devil. He's a provocateur, likes to play both sides of every issue. And overall, I think he's done some good things. He's also done some very troubling things. But coming up next segment, I am going to really expose what's behind all this and what's really happening at Twitter and the wider war of censorship that is taking place, that really only InfoWars and a few people like Tucker Carlson have fully grasped what's actually happening. This is being run by intelligence agencies and the Justice Department illegally. They're having congressional hearings about it. It's all come out. I was the first to tell you about it decades ago, but now it's been radically expanded. And these direct scripts are being written and prepared and then given to PR firms that give orders to the corporate media on how to carry this out. Now, obviously, Elon Musk has hired more PR firms than probably anybody in modern history. And he's hired some of the PR firms that have been actually attacking me for separate clients. So I hadn't blamed him for this up until this point, but he's definitely following their exact scripts that have been put out before. And it's very, very dangerous. Now, again, I know what Elon Musk is doing. I'm going to explain it all coming up the next segment, so please stay with us. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, November 21st. 2022 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm about to exclusively respond to some of the over-the-top statements against me by Elon Musk yesterday and today. And the fact that the vast majority of even leftist-controlled, infested Twitter has really woken up to what's happening and has saw right through what Elon Musk and the establishment is doing. So we'll put these tweets on screen, but he first said a few days ago, from a bunch of requests from users, "Will you bring back Alex Jones?" And he said no.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the full Alex Jones response to Elon Musk's comments today, go to band.video. And we may have some more coverage of that coming up later. But Dr. Napudi joins me on the other side. Oh, they lied to you about ivermectin. They lied to you about vitamin D. They lied to you about everything, and we cannot let them get away with it. New research finds that 116 American deaths and 4 million COVID-19 cases could have been avoided with low-cost, low-risk, multiple-benefit vitamin D supplementation. And that's not even to mention the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, and who was right about that? That was Dr. Napudi. New study confirms that vitamin D provides protection against COVID death. Now, Dr. Napudi has been on with us before. He's been calling this out since the beginning of COVID, and because of that, he's found himself in legal battles. The state has come after him. The establishment has tried to destroy him, and so I wanted to get him on to, A, tell his story so that people can see the attacks you get in the medical field for telling the truth, but then, B, to tell the even bigger story, which is how, because of the approach from Anthony Fauci and our government, hundreds of thousands of people died that didn't have to. So, Dr. Eric Napudi, do you want to start with your personal story, or do you want to start with what they're now admitting that that hundreds of thousands, if not millions worldwide, could have been saved if we did the exact opposite of what Fauci told us to do.
Well, look, I'll just run through it all real quick. Listen, I was one of the first doctors to stand up and say, hey, there's definitely things that can be done to improve your health. It doesn't make sense that the original treatment for COVID was hopefully you don't have to go to the hospital. You're diagnosed positive. Go home. Hopefully your lips don't turn blue. And if it does, go to the hospital. Get on the Fauci formula, which has a horrible fatality rate. I said, listen, there's things that can be done. We can do high-dose vitamin D, zinc, C, ivermectin, other things that are out there. So we started recommending it, Owen, and the videos that we did went viral. Sometimes 30, 40 million people saw what we did. And what's crazy about it was the federal government came after me and sued me for violating the COVID Consumer Protection Act, which is a little-known act that basically says if you use fraud to profit during COVID, the federal government's going to come after you, which is exactly what Moderna, Pfizer, J&J did when they told you that's literally what they did.
I mean, this is unbelievable. They're the ones that committed the mass fraud and profited, not you.
Agreed. And they came after me. Listen to this. They said I violated this 12 million times, and they're actually suing me for $500 billion. $500 billion. And they're saying that I was a fraud, that I lied to people and profited, which is a lie. And so over the past 2 years, we've been fighting these folks. I finally just got in front of a judge. Oh, and I've spent $3.5 million out of my own pocket trying to get to trial. They keep delaying and papering us to death. And the reality of it is now this brand new study that you're talking about, November the 12th, says that if people would have known about vitamin D, if medical professionals and politicians would have promoted the benefits of vitamin D, this research says that they could have saved the lives of 116,000 Americans. That's just in the year 2020. And they could have prevented 4 million COVID infections because the study shows everything that I was saying is true. And by the way, Owen, listen to this. After we showed the federal government all of the data, over 100 data points, 24 randomized double-blind controlled studies that shows the benefits of these nutrients in relation to COVID, we asked them, when are you going to lose your zest for this lawsuit? And they said, look, we decided to come after Dr. Napoody. We're going to set a precedent against him. They literally said to me, we've drawn our sword and we're not going to put our sword away until we have blood on it. That's what our federal government is doing to doctors who stand up for the truth.
Well, and I look at this. You know, if Alex Jones is the canary in the coal mine for media and free speech and then the treatment that he receives, then Dr. Napoody is the canary in the coal mine from the healthcare medical field. And so, you know, but people aren't hearing about this. Most people don't know about your story. I want to focus on the lawsuit again real quick. So discuss the kind of ins and outs of this. You get sued for $500 billion. And it's this nitpicking thing where they sign this COVID bill and they say, oh, you're not allowed to recommend anything for COVID. You're not even allowed to talk about it. Here you violated this ridiculous government order 1,000 times or whatever. And so you have to pay the $1 trillion. It's a lot like what they tried to do to us. But so talk about that process. And like you said, why is it now, even though you were proven right, they still have to strike you down?
Well, here's what we do know. We do know this is that if there are any recognized therapeutics, treatments, preventions, or mitigating therapeutics that are out there that could help with COVID-19, the emergency use authorization loses its authority. And Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and et cetera would have to go back to the drawing boards, which is the very reason we believe that the federal government is still coming after me. Because even though the data supports everything that we've said, they don't want to lose their emergency use authorization. That's what this is all about. They don't care about science. They care about political science. And so they've come after me. Listen to this. What else they've done is they've colluded with social media to shut down all of our social media accounts. They've shut our marketing down. They colluded with 5 of our banks. They froze 5 of our bank accounts over a civil penalty, not a criminal penalty, because they don't want me to be able to afford my legal fees. They've colluded with the insurance companies, and over the last 18 months, my medical practices have been audited more than they've been audited in the last 20 years combined, and patients are now no longer allowed to use their health insurance like they once did in my practices. Not only have they done that, but they came after my professional license 5 times as well, and the medical board said that, look, the federal government contacted them, and said that they were concerned about the amount of people that heard my message. Not what I said, Owen, but the amount of people that heard it. When people hear this story, it's crazy, which is why we put a whole website together about it, because you can't even make this up. And the website is fightwitheric.com, because when people see the tyranny that's happened, they can't believe it. Even after the fact, with all the data that shows that we are right from the beginning, the federal government cannot admit they were wrong, and they're doing everything they can to make my life a living hell, to make a martyr out of me so that other doctors won't stand up.
Well, and let's just continue with that. We got 3 minutes left in this segment before we get into these new studies. So, I mean, what is the message to other doctors? What is the message to America based off what you've gone through, the attacks you've gone through for being right? What is the lesson to be learned here?
Well, the lesson is, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And I got to tell you, I've had literally thousands of doctors reach out to me over the last 2 years and thank me for standing in the gap. Please remember, less than 12% of doctors out there are private practicing doctors, Owen, and I am one of those private practicing doctors. I've got the ability and the responsibility to stand for what's true for my patients. And Owen, I really want to make this point. Now they're saying that if people would have known about vitamin D, it could have saved the lives of 116,000 people in 2020 alone, let alone 21 and 22. They suppress this information and people died because of this. Oh, and this is a way bigger case than just Dr. Napudi being sued by the government. This is wrongful negligent death. This is some type of a outrageous crime, but they're doing everything they can to try to bankrupt me so that I can't make it to trial. They just extended the trial, which was supposed to start next week. Now we're not going to have a trial till March. Our attorneys say it's going to cost another $2 million plus to get to and through trial just to win this thing. That's their game plan.
So again, folks, it's a lot of the attacks that we deal with here that Dr. Eric Napudi is going through as well. But imagine, because this is, like you said, this is the bigger story. It's that they act like we had no idea. Oh, we didn't know vitamin D would help. We didn't know any of this. Oh, we're just figuring this out now. Really? Because if you go back and you look at what Dr. Eric Napudi and others were saying, they did know. That's the big lie. They did know vitamin D worked. They did know hydroxychloroquine and zinc worked. They did know there were other things that could have worked to prevent deaths and help people, but they couldn't put any of that out there because they needed to pass the emergency authorization of these vaccines that have been even more deadly than COVID potentially, but we don't need to go down that lane. But explain that in the final 60 seconds. They knew this the whole time. Now they're just acting like, oh, surprise, we just found it out.
So first of all, they've offered multiple settlement offers for me to sit down, shut up, take a small fine, get a little bit of monetary relief, and sign a gag order so they can have their way in the media with us. Oh, and this is so much bigger than a doctor being sued about telling people to take vitamins. This is about our freedoms. This is about the truth. If we don't stand for this now and go back with big counterclaims and go after the people that went after us, they're going to continue to do it again. And I need people to pray and believe and stand with us, because the government is trying to delay so that I'll walk away and take a settlement. They're just trying to bleed us to death. And so I need people to support us. Go to fightwitheric.com. Give us some prayers. Give us a shout out. Learn about this case, because Owen, we now are going to have standing to be able to go after the medical boards, the Associated Press, these banks that shut us down, and all these individuals.
This is your David versus Goliath fight. We'll be right back.
Got that right.
Folks, this is truly the David versus Goliath. This is truly the man standing in front of the tank, Dr. Eric Napudi. And I mean, really, Eric, you're in it. And we're in a different kind of, we got a different situation dealing with media versus you dealing with health and wellness. But it's the same tank men issue here, where it's the David versus Goliath. And so I don't even know how to properly present this to people. I mean, the words can't even really describe it. Either you get it or you don't. And folks, if you don't understand how dangerous this is, where in California, if you're a doctor, you don't even have free speech. You can't even speak. You can only do what the government tells you. And if they say, take 100 vaccines.